For 175 years, the mission of St. Mary of the Woods College has been to empower women. This year, the school went co-ed. That decision might seem to run counter to the school's mission, but as Lindsay Wright reports, the school's president says, in fact, just the opposite is true.
On any college campus, this scene would be pretty typical. Nathan Mensah is one of just three male students on the St. Mary of the Woods campus. The school was established as an all-girls school in 1840 and stayed that way until this year. Mensah feels at home here.
Everyone's always so friendly and welcoming.
The transition was easy for Mensah. He already attended a few classes here while working toward a degree at Indiana State University at the same time.
And I had the option to get the certification and the degree. I was like, well, I'll just, you know, make my life a little bit easier, stop bouncing between two schools.
Male students have been able to take courses for certificate programs as well as graduate programs starting in 1985. So according to President Dottie King, it's not that big of a change.
Remember, we've had men in classes, so we still have men in classes.
The Board of Trustees made the decision to go fully co-ed in May, but it was part of a discussion that's been happening for years as the school watched enrollment decline.
The board looked at this for a full year in context of a wider question of future viability and strength and just increasing enrollment at the college, and came to the decision that the next step in our mission was to be fully co-educational in all of our programs.
The small private school is dependent on tuition dollars and therefore enrollment to operate. Enrollment at the school peaked in 1965, but the numbers have been at the lowest over the past few years. That's similar to national trends. Taken together, the country's all-female colleges have seen a 3% enrollment decline over the last decade.
Our historic mission to empower women through this education was being hindered by the fact that most women wouldn't consider single-gender education.
Since the 1950s, when the courts decided in several cases that single-sex universities violated the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, many women's colleges have decided to accept males. There are only around 50 exclusively female colleges left. That's down from 230, 50 years ago.
First time I came here, I just kind of had that avenue moment, like, It caught me like, this is where I'm supposed to go.
But Sydney Wilderman's decision to enroll at St. Mary's 3 years ago wasn't influenced one way or the other by the absence of male students on campus.
The main reason that I did come here was just like the spirit of the place, just the atmosphere. It's really, really cool.
Some other schools across the country that have gone co-ed experienced a public outcry from students and alums, and ultimately a few schools reversed their decisions. President King was prepared for some disapproval, so not long after the trustees announced their decision, she began work to form a committee of students, faculty, and staff to work out those concerns.
For the just vast majority of them, once we had a dialogue and they understood the decision and the reason behind it, and honestly some of the assurances that things weren't going to change and the beloved traditions of the college weren't going to just go away, then they have embraced it.
Still, the school has been keeping an extra close eye on its three new male students to make sure their transition to campus is smooth and they feel welcome.
There was the initial, outcry for when the announcement happened. Some people were very not happy about how the decision came to be. And I always say, that's perfectly fine. I don't think that we should ever expect people to all agree on the same things. I mean, how many of us are friends with people with different religious views or different political views? So we're all allowed to have different opinions on it.
For Indiana News Desk, I'm Lindsay Wright.
The school is hoping to continue to grow its male student population. If all goes as King plans, that will drive more females to enroll as well. St. Mary of the Woods is working on a plan now to accommodate male students as residents on campus next year.